Well, I just don't like how you have to have central electricity to use the record players anymore. What happened to the hand crank ones?
Goddamn podcast.
We're not recording yet. So
now we are, aren't we?
Yeah, we are. And I didn't want to have the music because it'd be really embarrassing to get somehow copyright hit.
It would be funny.
I didn't even know how we would do that.
Go back over here.
This is going to be another short one, ladies and gentlemen.
I'm Kyle. I'm not the short one.
I'm Kendrick. This is Sitsock. Amy's in the back.
I'm the short one.
She is slightly shorter than us.
She does have a little bit of that shortness going on.
Shorty!
Shorty, you the bomb cyclone.
Oh,
speaking
yeah.
of bomb cyclones.
Yeah. All it really did was make it kind of cold.
I think one of my coworkers and I generally referred to it as a C4 cyclone or C4 landmine cyclone.
Oh,
that's
okay.
This one.
Okay.
Because it was not snowy.
Oh.
This, did we already, we just, this is Sitsock. Did you say that?
Yeah, I said Sitsock. It's Sitsock. Amy's in the back. Shorty.
I'm Kyle. Did we already went,
yep.
did that? Okay.
And I'm Kendrick.
How does time work? I've been watching the Twilight Zone episodes, the new ones from Jordan
Step
Peele.
Into the Twilight
They're pretty
Zone.
Cool. They're interesting. I'd say if you like the old Twilight Zone, you'll probably like these ones. Have you ever seen the old Twilight Zone, like black
yeah.
and white stuff?
Oh, yeah.
You
Twilight
love
Zone,
it?
Outer Limits. I love both of them. I didn't watch like every single episode, but I've seen a few. A fair few, actually, I would say. Quite a few.
At least two.
I mean, yeah, I'd say so. Because I remember, like, some of the William Shatner ones are actually really good.
I haven't Funny, actually seen any of the old black and white William Shatner ones.
You haven't?
Not
there's
yet.
There's the plane one, and then there's the one where he's, like, stranded in a bar.
That's interesting.
So many
they
weird
have
ones.
Him as the same two different characters in the same show. Like, I mean, like, I know they're disparate shows, but it's, like, I
yeah.
wonder if it breaks immersion to have him, like, do that.
I mean, I don't think so. It was earlier in his career, I think. So,
okay. So people didn't like know him.
I don't think they knew him quite as well.
But yeah, so like it's kind of cool to watch that. I really like a lot of the Jordan Peele stuff that's come out. Like Us is really good, and Get Out I thought was really good, and he's kind of a funny comedian, I think. So it's kind of interesting.
It is interesting to see him branching into other less comedic stuff with such success.
Yeah, and like you don't see anything from Keegan. Which is kind of like a joke that they were making fun of. It's like one of the Twilight Zone episodes is what would have happened if Keegan Peele... No, that was like a joke that the Hard Times or the Onion put out. Like, what would have happened... Like, one of them was, what would have happened if Keegan was the one who took off after Keegan Peele instead?
Yeah. It is weird that it was... It's not... Keegan just didn't really... I've seen him in some commercials.
Yeah.
But, like, I'm trying to think of something else I've seen him in. And I admit, I haven't seen Get Out or the other ones, but...
He's not in those movies.
No, I know, but, I mean, I haven't seen... any of Jordan Peele's work. I've just heard about it. Mm-hmm. You know, so
it's cool. I mean, they're both like one was a thriller and one was a horror movie, so if you don't really like that
not
genre.
Not really my genre, but I've heard good things. Seems like he's doing it.
Yeah. I had to in order to watch it, I had to buy CBS All Access.
Get tuned tight.
And now I'm gonna go into a diatribe about streaming services.
And go.
Not diatribe, but there's like a ton of them. You're gonna have to spend money on them. It looks like most of them are gonna be between $5 and $15 a month. And as soon as like basically next Christmas hits, there's probably gonna be about 7 of them that people want. The main one that I can tell that is coming out on November 11th is Disney Plus, which is like the Disney streaming service with all the Marvel and Star Wars shows on
yep.
it. Apparently, they're releasing with, like, the first episode of The Mandalorian ready when it launches, which is kind of cool.
Interesting.
But it's only $7 a month.
Yes.
Which is kind of sweet.
So the thing I've heard people do is they cancel their cable, and then they basically compare and make sure you're not spending more than you are on cable, but you get to get all the shows you want.
Mm-hmm.
So it seems like that's, overall, a good system, right? I like it.
Of, like, streaming instead
like
of buying cable.
You pick your streaming services at the granularity of the shows you want,
mm-hmm.
you know? I think, like, that works. I think the problem is it will also, unfortunately, push out smaller productions. But Netflix has been pretty good about bringing in smaller, less popular
yeah.
things. So as long as they continue that trend.
Netflix and Shudder and Hulu and Amazon Prime have all done a really good job of kind of, like, pulling in
Now, the only part that scares me is... Cable and broadcast TV and satellite also went through similar things. At the beginning, they could only get small-time people, and then they eventually got big-time people, and then they wouldn't do anything for small-time people anymore. So I'm worried, a little worried, that it'll happen again, And I don't know what the next thing's going to be after streaming, because I can't predict the future.
Well, YouTube is always going to be a place for people to go do stuff. I mean, people don't think of it this way, but YouTube is the other streaming service. Like,
I mean, you're right. It really kind of is.
And you can pay for Red if you want, or you can not. And you get different content based off of if you do in different experiences. But
it's true, but there's sort of an order of magnitude budget change there. Even between the good YouTube, like the YouTube Prime, whatever Red things they made, is still not up to even the lowest level of Netflix shows, I think, as far as budget and design and effort, you know?
I mean, like that, what we watched recently, that documentary on, like, Lewis Perlman? It was by, like, Lance Bass Productions, and it seemed like a pretty legit documentary.
You can do documentaries. That's fine. I'm just thinking, like, Umbrella Academy would not have showed up on YouTube. In the form it took. I don't think they'd have that level. You know?
I think that they're closer than you probably do. But have you, like, watched a lot of it? Or
I've watched Good Game. I watched Scare PewDiePie. I watched a couple of the other ones.
So the stuff from, like, a year ago.
That's a Red
that's
era.
That's still Red. Yeah,
it's still very
but
Red.
But can era. I go still?
You can. I mean,
I could have made it.
Yeah,
just to be clear.
Nah, you're totally safe.
This is why we need automated cars.
Yeah, we do.
Need automated cars. Is it?
Yeah.
I'm colorblind.
That's fine.
I thought about that the other day. How hard is it for people that are colorblind to drive?
That's why the lights are always in that order.
Okay. Well, I mean, like, I figured that was probably one of the reasons, but, like, I don't want to be insensitive. I don't know what being colorblind is like, so.
You can ask some people. I know some colorblind people.
And here's Sean Bean talking about colorblind.
Sean Bean, how do you deal with your colorblindness?
But anyway, like, I thought it was kind of interesting
family parking just sucks here.
Yeah, Jesus. To look at, like, who's doing what for streaming and what's happening with regards to the, like, conglomeration of studios. Like, Fox is just recently got bought by Disney. And
now that's true, didn't it?
So, like, Fox, Marvel, and Disney are all a thing right now.
Yeah.
And so
apparently the Disney streaming service will include all the Simpsons.
Yeah, and it will have all of the Marvel movies and all of the Disney Vault movies. And I was wondering, you know, now that you have a studio running a streaming service like that, are you going to be able to say, hey, instead of, like you're going to have a movie that's that comes out on Blu-ray, like, let's say Blu-ray's still a thing by next November, that would also come out on Disney streaming service at the same time, right? Like, there's no downside.
That's a good question. Like, is there going to be a delay?
I would think that you'd be punishing people for paying for the streaming service if you did delay it. And if you really want to incentivize Blu-ray, you probably don't have very much foresight. Because I think Sony and a bunch of other companies are already not doing Blu-ray anymore.
Yeah.
Or dropping out of Blu-ray, according to the coworker I was talking to. But I thought that'd be cool, right? Like, what would incentivize you more to get a streaming service than saying, oh, you know, when Star Wars Episode 9 releases on Blu-ray, you can watch it that day on Disney Plus, right?
For the same fee. Yeah, I'm probably going to get it. I mean, I'm probably going to get the streaming service.
The Disney one?
Yeah.
I was thinking I would hold off and try to fight this streaming wars, but with the Disney streaming service, you're getting so much that you could probably get, like, Disney and Netflix and be good for the foreseeable future.
Yeah. No, I mean, it's I'm hopping in because I want to see the end of broadcast TV.
Yeah,
I want to herald that in, and if possible, kick somebody in the nuts while I do it.
Mm-hmm.
Because I fucking hate the way broadcast TVs operate.
Yeah, and,
like,
and
it's stupid.
These days, like, you can, yeah, and how the rating system and how shows get canceled and uncanceled, and
just Roseanne. I just say Roseanne and then say nothing else because that whole situation was such a hot, steamy mess.
Yeah,
and yeah, no, the advertising model, the payment model, the everything about it is garbage. It needs to go away.
Amy, what are your thoughts on streaming services?
I like them, but as more and more are coming out, it seems equivalent to cable, just without the commercials. And so if they stay without the commercials, I'm good with the direction that it's going. But stuff like Hulu has it. I think the majority doesn't, but I wonder if that'll change as time goes on.
Hulu's always kind of been a, like, weird goat, though. Cause,
the way their model still confuses me.
Yeah, because they have always had commercials, and then you could, like, pay to not get as many commercials.
Yeah, as many.
But you're still, like, not really watching all the broadcast TV, because that's now on the broadcast TV streaming services.
Yeah,
and so
really.
I'm not really sure where Hulu stands. But apparently they teamed up with, what is it, Spotify?
Yep.
So you can get, if you have a Spotify subscription, you get Hulu for free.
Interesting.
Which is an interesting, yeah, which is what Kendrick said.
I think that the thing I like about the streaming services is if they're going to diversify like this, you can vote with your money more easily than mm-hmm. you can with cable. Because with cable, you're like, you get cable and you get packages, and it was just recently they started doing like a la carte channels.
Yeah, and they're otherwise, probably really expensive.
Well, yeah, and it was like, well, otherwise you buy this thing. It's got Discovery Channel, NFL, 15 Spanish soap opera channels, and then like, well, how are you going to know what people actually want when you just randomly lump stuff together?
Yeah, I was going to say that too.
Whereas if you're like, oh, I want to go to Disney, but then if Disney streaming service doesn't do very well, or if it does really well, then other people are like, well, shit, we should do our own. And then you'll be able to pick, like, oh, yeah, I got the Disney streaming service, but I didn't really get the Paramount one, or I don't use Netflix anymore because I don't like their blah. Or I use this only because my kids watch and I don't really watch TV, but I wanted to get the Disney movies. And, like, mm-hmm. those stories start to make sense nowadays. I am a little worried about our increasing reliance on the internet, though.
Yeah, that's something that's been a kind of a worry since, like, DRM mm-hmm. and things like that. I mean, I'm not saying you're wrong. I'm just saying, like, that's always been something that's kind of been hiding in the back of the mind, and yeah. now it's like, uh-oh, like, how do we consume media if we don't have the internet, right? Like, how do you...
Yeah.
And they have a lot of offline modes, like, you can download stuff.
At what point is the internet going to have to be considered ubiquitous? And it's not there yet. Hell, it just bounced at the office while I was on a call, like... Mm-hmm. But if you think about it, you can say the same thing. Wow, I just don't like how you have to have central electricity to use the record players anymore. What happened to the hand crank ones? And that became not a problem, right?
What was the whole thing with like gaming and mobile gaming where like you're like, this is a mobile game. Why do I have to have the internet to play this mobile game on my phone? Or why do I need to log into Blizzard.net to play Diablo on my Switch? That right. kind of stuff is like, I don't know. I don't know the arguments there because like I have feelings both ways, but not too far in any direction.
Kate was playing Diablo on the airplane, though.
Okay, so you can play it without...
You can play it, but you can't play characters that are saved in the cloud, I think, and okay. it saves your characters to the cloud by default or something. So, like, it's like that kind of awkward stuff, where it's like, oh. But she was playing a character that was on the session, or whatever the season thing, mm-hmm. so that was what she couldn't
access. Oh, you could play a season offline?
No, she couldn't. Oh, that okay, was the problem. Okay. And that's why she didn't make that character. But I was too busy being balls deep into Umbrella Academy. So...
This is a good show.
This is a really good show.
If you haven't seen Umbrella Academy,
do it.
It's really cool. The music's really good.
It's only 10 episodes.
It's not... It's what?
Only 10 episodes.
Yeah, I mean, it's like right the now. Defenders. Like, it went quick. It's good. Like, they didn't spend too much time lollygagging between stuff.
No, the pacing was pretty good. It got a little chunky in places, but it was overall pretty good.
Thoughts about Umbrella Academy, Amy?
I enjoyed it. There were some parts where I was like, wait, what? But for the most part, it was really fun.
It's definitely strange. I kind of like it for that. It's mm-hmm. very odd.
I like that Gerard Way had so much influence, because he's like the author, mm-hmm. and he was like directly involved in it, and not like George R. R. Martin's involved, but yeah. like he was part of the producing and the directing of the show, which is kind of cool, because it's like seeing like what differences he made and things like that.
Well, they made a bunch of changes, right? And I think all of them were better. I really want to talk to Kate about it. She hasn't finished it yet. But she's going to finish it soon, I think. And I really want to talk to her.
We should have a whole episode on it, maybe.
We should. Why not?
A whole 10-minute episode.
Yeah, well, we're at 15 or 13 now. 13 minutes. So that's probably a good time we could call it.
Well, wait. I did want to say one thing.
One thing.
If you haven't seen Shazam yet, I would recommend it.
Okay.
I think it was really entertaining.
I plan to.
It was Far Cry is not the right word. A nice little journey away from the current DCCU, or whatever we're calling it.
Dumpster fire. I think I'm calling it a dumpster fire.
DCEU?
DC. Yeah, no, it's DC Extended Cinematic Universe.
Or is it the Dark Universe? Or did that die?
DCECU.
I don't know. Everything's dark.
Anyway, it was cool. It was interesting. It was like a superhero movie that felt like a really good superhero movie.
Yeah.
If you don't know anything about Shazam, I didn't know anything about Shazam more than like the small stuff that I saw before Captain Marvel.
That's all I knew about Shazam.
And I really enjoyed it. It kind of made me feel like I should go into more movies blind.
It is fun. I plan on going and watching that other Captain Marvel movie, yeah.
Endgame?
No.
Oh, yeah.
I watched a couple of Captain Marvel movies.
So there's a thing on the internet I saw, like sometimes like people are like, Shazam, # the real Captain Marvel. And I'm like... We really, really don't need to have this happen.
Can we not talk about the last 50 years of comics, please?
It's more of just like we don't really need to have like a
dick measuring.
I don't know. I mean, why? This is like one of those things where it's like, why are people taking sides on
hill
this?
Hill to die on.
Yeah, hill to
die. Weird hill to die on.
Yeah. Anyway, go see Shazam if you haven't seen it and you kind of are interested in it by the trailer. Yep. It is funny.
Yep.
I can't remember the guy's name. Lee. What is his name?
That guy. Kendrick
Dubbadoop.
That was not it.
I keep wanting to say Zach Braff.
Nope.
That's not.
But that's not who it is. But anyway, he's the guy who plays the main male lead in Rapunzel. Or what is it called? Tangled?
Jesus. Tangled.
You're getting further and further away from things I know as you're talking. Like, I got nothing.
I was hoping that might trigger Amy's memory.
Zachary Levi.
Zachary King Levi.
Okay. That's
and Mark Strong's in it as the bad guy. So you get a little bit of Mark Strong in there being a total awesome villain. But anyway, okay.
Like, comment, and subscribe. Check that out. Longer episodes will be starting again in...
time.
After a June.
Bye.
Bye.